जी السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم احضروا موتاكم ولقنوهم لا إله إلا الله وبشروهم بالجنة فإن الحليم من الرجال والنساء يتحير عند ذلك المسرع أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected brothers and elders, it is the inherent desire of every human to succeed on all fronts. Whether male or female, he or she wishes to be the most beautiful, the most handsome, the most wise. The dilemma the world faces is the meaning of wisdom, the meaning of beauty, the meaning of wealth is ever changing. So she was the former Miss World, hence today there is someone who is more beautiful than her. He was counted amongst the 10th wealthiest people, today there is someone who has surpassed him. Not to go very far, we look into the political history of our very own country. We see a man who was counted by the broader world as a terrorist has been unanimously accepted as the icon of liberation. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says in the riwayah of Ibn Abi Dunya, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عاشر عشرتهم. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a group of 10 companions. فقام رجل من الأنصار فقال يا نبي الله من أكيس الناس وأحزم الناس. So one of my Ansari brothers stands up and he asks, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is the most intelligent person and what is regarded as wisdom? Who is the most intelligent person and what is regarded as wisdom? قال أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت أولئك الأكياس. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without hesitation, without reservation, he tells his sahaba that, oh my sahaba, that person is an intelligent person who remembers death and proportionate to that, he lives a life in adequate preparation. So sometimes when we find a person, he talks about death, he speaks about death, you know what, one day we're going to die, this is going to happen, etc. But he doesn't live a life in adequate preparation, he's not an intelligent person. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that person is an intelligent person who remembers death, and together with that, he lives in a life in preparation for death. Oh my sahaba, don't look further, don't look beyond. أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسِ, they are regarded as the intelligent ones. ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ, they have secured the honor of this world as well as the akhirah. The Arabic poet says it very beautifully, النَّفْسُ تَطْمَعُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَقَدْ عَلِمَتْ أَنَّ السَّلَامَةَ فِيهَا تَرْكُ مَا فِيهَا. The human ego craves, the human ego hankers, the human ego runs after this world, knowing very well that ultimate success lies in the akhirah, lies in the hereafter. لَا دَارَ لِلْمَرْءِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ يَسْكُنُهَا إِلَّا الَّتِي كَانَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ يَبْنِيهَا. There is no dwelling, there is no abode for human soul after it has passed away, except the grave it has constructed whilst it was alive. فَإِن بَنَاهَا بِخَيْرٍ طَابَ بَانِيهَا. If it did well in its construction, if a person lived a good life in this world, if he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then congratulations be grave. وَإِن بَنَاهَا بِشَرٍ خَابَ بَانِيهَا. And if you lived a life in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then woe be to the occupant and dweller of that grave, of that qabr. It was the occasion of the battle of Badr. The Prophet sallallahu, the battle had just finished. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walks around, and all those from the kuffar, from the disbelievers, had been thrown into a well. مَرَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِقَتْلَى بَدْرٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes by those who were killed in the battle of Badr. نَادَاهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. He goes and he stands by the well, and he goes and he calls out to each one of them individually. يَا فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانَ. Oh so and so. هَيْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّا. Have you finally seen what Allah has promised to be true? فَإِنِّي قَدْ وَجَدْتُ مَا وَعَدَنِي رَبِّي حَقَّا. Because whatever Allah has promised me, I have definitely seen it. Umar radiallahu anhu is standing next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he taps Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asks, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا تُخَاطِبُ مِنْ أَقْوَامٍ قَدْ جِيفُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I fail to comprehend the reality of you communicating with coffers that have decomposed, that perhaps have disintegrated. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ مَا أَنْتُمْ بِأَسْمَى لِمَا أَقُولُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَكِنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ جَوَابًا. Umar radiallahu anhu, by the qasam of Allah, these people have passed away, they have died. However, they can hear better than you can. However, they can hear better than you can. In the riwayah of Daylami, Anas radiallahu anhu narrates it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Nabi Adam alayhi salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi Adam alayhi salam that when he comes to this world, when he comes into this world, he should go and make tawaf of his house. So Adam alayhi salam descends in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds him that go and make tawaf of my house. قَبْلَ أَن يَحْدُسَ عَلَيْكَ حَدَثٍ. Before something tragic happens to you. So Adam alayhi salam asks, O Allah, وَمَا الْحَدَثُ يَا اللَّهِ. O Allah, what can happen to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, death, al-mawt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, al-mawt. A time will come where you will have to taste from the couplet of death. So Adam alayhi salam asked, O Allah, وَمَا الْمَوْتُ يَا اللَّهِ. O Allah, what is that? The first human to come onto this world, what is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Adam alayhi salam, سَوْفَ تَزُوقُهُ. A time will come where you will be made to taste from death, and subsequent to that, your progeny will also be made to taste from the couplet of death. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, كَفَى بِالْمَوْتِ وَعِزَى وَبِالْعِبَادَةِ شُهُلَى وَبِالْيَقِينِ غِنَى. That is a sufficient advice and reminder. And worshipping Allah is the best occupation. And reliance in Allah is the greatest wealth. Reliance in Allah is the greatest wealth. The hadith that we quoted before you in the khutbah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is narrated on the stint of Hazrat Wasila ibn Asqar radiallahu anhu, which appears in Hilya. Abu Nu'aym makes mention of it. Similarly, it appears also in Kanzul Ummal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Uhduru mawtakum, that try and be present when people are passing away. وَلَقِّنُوهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And encourage them and exhort them to recite the kalima لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. وَبَشِّرُوهُمْ بِالْجَنَّةِ. And give them ultimate entry into paradise. Give them glad tidings of ultimate entry into paradise. فَإِنَّ الْحَلِيمَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ يَتَحَيَّرُ عِنْدَ ذَلِكَ الْمَسْرَى. Because leave alone the learned and the ulama, even leave alone the normal person, even the learned and the ulama are left perplexed at that time. Even they stagger. Even they are left confused at that time. You know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. You know, in the riwayah of Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a person is passing away, at that time shaitan comes to a person. And shaitan tries to turn that person away from Islam. He tries to persuade that person to leave Islam. You know, there was a great imam, a great alim by the name of Imam Ja'far Qurtubi rahimahullah. So Imam Ja'far Qurtubi rahimahullah was in the throes of death. Imam Ja'far Qurtubi rahimahullah was in the throes of death. So people around him, they start encouraging him and they start exhorting him to recite the kalima. He says, La, La, La. So when he gains conscious, people tell him, you know what, we are politely asking you to recite the kalima, or you are saying la. He says, my la was not to you, my la was to shaitan. Shaitan came to me and shaitan told me to abandon Islam. Shaitan told me to leave Islam. I said, no. I said, I am the person who narrated the hadith. I taught the hadith. I advocated the hadith in my life. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna shaitan ya'ati ahadukum qabla mawti. That shaitan will come to a person at the time when a person is leaving this world. Imagine the person narrating the hadith, shaitan never leave him. Where do you and I stand? Imam Ja'far Qutubi rahimullah says that when a person is leaving this world, shaitan comes to a person. On the right in a form of the person's late father, on the left in the form of a person's late mother, or any deceased member of the person's family, and he tells the person that I have died as a Muslim, abandon Islam, I have regrets dying as a Muslim, abandon Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us at this, you know, very, very crucial time. You know, there's an incident narrated about Dawud alayhi salam. So Dawud alayhi salam was a king of his time. You know, whether a person is a known person, whether a person is an unknown person, but every person has to taste from the couplet of death. Every person has to die. So Dawud alayhi salam, he was the king of his time. He had found a place to worship Allah. He had secluded this place. And one day while he was worshipping Allah in this place, he sees the shadow. You know, Dawud alayhi salam is fortunate that he had seen the shadow while he was worshipping Allah. Let it not be we see the shadow while we engage in some haram. Let it not be we see the shadow while we popping a pill. Let it not be we see the shadow while we signing a fraudulent deal. Dawud alayhi salam was fortunate he had seen the shadow while he was worshipping. Man anta, then who are you? This person tells him, أَنَا الَّذِي لَا أَخَافُ الْمُلُوكُ وَلَأْهُنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَابُ وَلَا أَقْبَلُ الرَّشَاءُ. He says, I don't fear anyone. Nothing can stop me from entering, and I don't accept any bribery. Dawud alayhi salam then tells this person, إِذَنْ أَنْتَ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. In that case, you are the angel of death. مَرْحَبًا بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Welcome, welcome. The next day, the ghusl was done for Dawud alayhi salam. غُسِّلَ وَكُفِّنَا. The Dawud alayhi salam was bathed. The kafan was put on. His son was Sulaiman alayhi salam. Everyone got ready to follow the procession of Dawud alayhi salam. طَلَعَتِ الشَّمْس. The sun had risen. Hundreds and thousands followed the procession and the funeral of Dawud alayhi salam. So much so that because of the heat, there were so many people. Sulaiman alayhi salam, his son, instructed the birds that go and cover the earth, go and cover the people, make a shade for the people. So much so, hatta azlamati al-ard. The entire earth was covered in darkness. Eventually, Sulaiman alayhi salam tells the birds, iqbidi janahan janaha, that open one wing and close one wing. In this way, the body of Dawud alayhi salam left the world, but in essence, it also had to find itself a grave. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had to taste from the couplet of death. Safiya radiallahu anha mentioned in the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. لَوَنَّ اللَّهَ أَحْيَانَا أَحْيَاكَ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only had to prolong your life, لَسَعِدْنَا, it would have been our good fortune. وَلَكِنْ أَمْرُهُ كَانَ مَاضِيًا. But the decree of Allah had to prevail. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there was a dispute. لما أرادوا غسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا أن نجرد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ثيابه كما نجرد موتانا أم نغسله عليه ثيابه. There was a dispute. A dispute arose. Aisha radiallahu anha says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there was a dispute. Do we give to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his clothes on, or do we remove his clothes? فَلَمَّا اخْتَلَفُوا, when they had this dispute, أَلْقَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَ النَّوْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls all of them to go into a slumber. And once they were all in the slumber, تَكَلَّمَ مُتَكَلِّمٌ مِّن نَاحِيَةِ الْبَيْتِ. There was a voice which was audible and had no direction. غَسِّلُ النَّبِيَّ وَعَلَيْهِ سِيَابُ. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be given ghusl with his clothes on. Similarly, the khulafa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to taste death. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second khalifa of Islam, he's in the throes of death. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is sitting there. Umar radiyallahu anhu tells Ibn Abbas, لو أن لي ما طلعت عليه الشمس لافتديت به من حول المطلع. Oh, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, if I own everything in the world, I would have given it to Allah in ransom, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved my soul. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu tells Umar radiyallahu anhu, Oh Umar, a man of your caliber, take courage. إن كان إسلامك لنصرا وإن كانت إمارتك لفتحا ولقد ملأت الأرض عدلا. Oh Umar radiyallahu anhu, when you brought Islam, it boosted Islam. When you rule, your rulership brought justice, and your rulership came as a victory to the Muslims. Look at the reply of Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu tells Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Oh Ibn Abbas, you are singing my praises now, you are saying this now in front of me. أتشهد لي بهذا عند الله يوم تلقى. Oh Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, you are praising me now, you are singing my praises. Are you prepared to say this before Allah when we stand before Allah? Are you prepared to say this before Allah when you're standing before Allah? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, yes, I will say it. Umar radiallahu anhu, he gets extremely happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. The trumpet will be blown. Everything between the heavens and the earth will be destroyed. Eventually the angel of death will come to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angel of death, مَنْ بَقِيَ مِنْ خَلْقِي, that who is left from my creation. The angel of death will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَقِيَ مِكَائِلْ بَقِيَ مِكَائِلْ بَقِيَ جِبْرِيلْ وَبَقِيَ مِكَائِلْ وَبَقِيَ إِسْرَافِيلْ وَبَقِيَ عَبْدُكَ الضَّعِيفِ. Oh Allah, only four angels left, no one else, no one else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angel of death, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ, that besides me everything should die. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angel of death, now go to Jibreel alayhi salam and remove the soul of Jibreel alayhi salam. فَيَنْتَلِقُ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ إِلَى Jibreel. The angel of death will go to Jibreel alayhi salam. Before we explain the pangs of death and the severity of death and the intensity of death on Jibreel alayhi salam, let us explain who this great angel is. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Jibreel alayhi salam, أَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. Jibreel alayhi salam is a strong person with power and might. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had seen him in his original form two times. The riwayah of Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said regarding Jibreel alayhi salam, lahu sittu miyati janah. Jibreel alayhi salam has 600 wings. Wa kana min shiddati quwwatihi. It was part of the strength and the might of Jibreel alayhi salam. Annahu rafa'a mada'a in a Lut, that Jibreel alayhi salam raised the entire nation of Lut alayhi salam. Kanu qareeban min 400,000. They were close to 400,000 people. Jibreel alayhi salam raised this entire nation on one wing. Talaqaha, he toppled them. Ja'alna aliyaha safilaha wa amtarna. Jibreel alayhi salam turned this entire nation upside down. Now the physical strength of Jibreel alayhi salam. Firaun, out of his arrogance, he tells Musa alayhi salam, Ma alimtu lakum min ilahin ghayri. I don't believe in any god and any deity besides me. Fa'uqidni ya hamanu ala teen. Faj'alni sarhan la'alli attali'u ila ilahi Musa. Then to oppose Musa alayhi salam, O Haman, build and construct for me the highest and the tallest building. In the footnotes of Jalalain with reference to Madarik al-Tanzi, it is mentioned, Pharaoh was foolish, so was his ministers. He employs 50,000 builders, and the highest building was built. Eventually, Pharaoh said, "La'alli attali ila ilahi Musa." I want to climb to the God and reach the God of Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Jibreel alayhi salam that go and destroy this entire building, knock this entire building. Jibreel alayhi salam knocked this entire building with his edge of his wing. لم يبقى أحد من أمالي إلا هلك. Instantly, hundreds and thousands of people Jibril were destroyed. Now the spiritual strength of Jibril alayhi salam, in the footnotes of the footnotes of Jalalain with Madarik al-Tanzih, it is mentioned. We all know Jibril alayhi salam was the link between all the Anbiya and Allah. Adam alayhi salam received revelation 10 times, Jibril alayhi salam brought it. Ibrahim alayhi salam received revelation 48 times, Jibril alayhi salam brought it. Noah alayhi salam received revelation 50 times, Jibril alayhi salam brought it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received revelation 124,000 times. The majority part of this revelation was brought via Jibreel. Now the time comes for this great angel Jibreel alayhi salam to leave this world. The angel of death goes to Jibreel alayhi salam. فَيَجِدُ جِبْرِيلُ رَاكِيًا سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ. The angel of death finds Jibreel alayhi salam worshipping Allah. He tells the angel of death tells Jibreel alayhi salam, you know what, your time has come to leave this world. فَيَبْقِي جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ bursts into tears. And he makes dua, اللهم هون علي سكرات الموت. That, oh Allah, ease for me the pangs of death. Eventually, the soul of Jibreel عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ was removed. You know, they say there's a painkiller for every pain except death. There's a cure for illness illa sam except death. You know, so eventually the angel of death, he comes back to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the angel of death, مَنْ بَقِيَ مِنْ خَلْقِي, that who is left from my creation. The angel of death tells Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بَقِيَ مِكَائِيلُ وَبَقِيَ إِسْرَافِيلُ وَبَقِيَ عَبْدُكَ الضَّعِيفُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only 3 angels left. The angel of death goes to Mikael alayhi salam. He removes his soul. He comes back to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him to go to Israfil alayhi salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Israfil alayhi salam, لَهُ جَنَاحٌ فِي الْمَشْرِقِ وَجَنَاحٌ فِي الْمَغْرِبِ. That is, Israfil alayhi salam, he has a wing in the west and a wing in the east. Eventually, the soul of Israfil alayhi salam was removed. The angel of death comes back to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angel of death, مَنْ بَقِيَ مِنْ خَلْقِي. The angel of death tells Allah, بَقِيَ عَبْدُكَ الضَّعِيفُ. Oh Allah, only I am left, only I am left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell the angel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell the angel of death that go between Jannah and Jahannam and remove your own soul. The angel of death will go and eventually he will remove his own soul and he will scream so loudly, Lord, that if the entire creation had to be alive, they would all die because of the screaming of the angel of death. Imagine this is death, that is a reality. You know, one day we are all going to die, one day we are all going to leave this world. Every day on our phones we get a message, so and so has passed on, so and so has passed on. One day a message will come with our name. The question we have to ask ourselves is, are we ready? Are we ready? What have we prepared? In this world we collected rands, we collected cents, we collected dollars. Our bank accounts were so big. What is the currency of the Akhirah? The currency of the Akhirah is good deeds. The more good deeds we do, the better it will be for us. In the Akhirah. You know, Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah, he mentions an incident that there was a certain lady. And this lady, she was born, this small little girl was born. And when this girl was born, they had a servant. And the servant said that this girl will commit zina with 99 people. And she will commit zina with many men. And eventually she will die from the bite of a spider. So eventually servant, he stabs this girl and he runs away. So many, many years later, this girl grows up and she's looking for someone to get married. And they all requested that, you know what, there's a certain person that you can get married to. So she goes and she proposes and he accepts. And eventually the servant accepts and they get married. And now in seclusion, the servant, he sees, you know what, there's this mark. So he asks this girl, what's this mark? So this girl tells him, you know what, we had the certain servant, and he said that, you know what, I'll commit zina with many people, and I will die by a bite of a spider. So the servant says, I'm the very servant. So eventually the servant asks her that, how many men have you committed zina with? So she mentioned that I committed zina with so many men. So now, you know what, now they were scared. So eventually one day they were sleeping, and they see the spider on the wall. So now the servant, he gets worried. So, you know what, they try and kill it. Eventually, the woman steps on the spider. And when she steps on the spider bites her. And because of the bite of the spider, she passes away. And Mufti Shafi Saab Rahimullah, on this incident, he mentions that no one can escape death. Death is a reality. One day we are all going to die. One day we are all going to leave this world. But we have to be prepared. So just to recap what we had spoken about death, that death is a reality. One day we are all going to taste from the couplet of death. You know, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he says in the riwayah of Ibn Abi Dunya, that he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most intelligent? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتُ وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِاسْتِعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتُ. That person is an intelligent person who remembers death, and together with that, he lives a life in adequate preparation for death. The my Sahaba, those are the intelligent person. We mentioned the story of Dawud alayhi salam. Dawud alayhi salam was a great king, but eventually he also had to taste death. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had to taste death. Safiya radiallahu anha said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, لو أن الله أحيانا أحياك, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prolonged your life, it would la sa'idana, it would have been our good fortune. But also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to taste from the couplet of death. My brothers, one day you and I are going to die. We have to constantly ask ourselves, are we prepared? What have we prepared? We are all going to leave this world. In this world, we prepared something for our future. We got some investment. But what investment have we got for our akhirah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.